gentlemen, welcome to America's Auto Enthusiast Program. This is Auto World. And now, here's your host, Bob Long.
Welcome, everybody, and thank you very much for joining me each and every week at this time as we bring you America's Automobile Enthusiast Program and more. That's right. In this hour, we got a really special treat lined up for you. We're going to be spending the entire hour with two gentlemen. We're going to be continuing our coverage of Bob Seger's tour. And if you want to chime in at any time, you can give us a call toll-free from anywhere across the land. It's 800-259-9231, 800-259-9231, or you can email me up, bob@boblongradio.com, bob@boblongradio.com. We're going to throw out a Bob Seger question right now. I used this once before on the broadcast. Let's see if it's an easy question here. In the song Night Moves, there's a reference to a particular car and a particular year of that car. What is that car in the song Night Moves? 800-259-9231. Well, it's been a busy week for Bob Seger and the Silver Bullet Band, and joining us first is the gentleman who's been with us every week since the beginning of the tour. He's a member of the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. He is a car guy, and he is a great guy. He's the one and only Alto Reed. Hey there, Alto. How you doing?
Hey, Bob, it's fantastic. We did another show last night in Atlantic City. It was the first back-to-back show with coming right out of Boston. And, you know, Boston for us is like a home away from home. And we just rocked. We rocked that city, you know, to the core. It was just a great audience, a great place, TD Bank Center. And Bob just continues to ignite venue after venue and city after city. It was fantastic.
You've had a busy week, so you had Toronto at the beginning of the week, and then moving on to Boston, and then back-to-back at Atlantic City. First time playing Atlantic City.
Yeah, actually, the second time. The first time we played it was a long time ago, and we opened for Kiss in Atlantic City.
Wow.
And, you know, we did the entire North American tour, the first one with Kiss, when they had Kiss Alive, and we had Live Bullet out. And they came to us in Florida at a show that we were opening up for them, just three shows at the time. And they loved our band so much that by the third night, the Gene Simmons and Paul Stanley came back in the dressing room and said, "Hey, guys, listen, you're really the first band ever to make us work." And we were getting a little complacent with the Kiss Army, you know, just, you know, every night go out and do the same thing. And boy, you guys have made us have to rock it up another notch or two. How would you like to do the entire North American tour?
Wow.
And that was right at the beginning of Live Bullet, and it's exactly what we needed. And, man, one of Bob's early songs, there was no looking back from that point on.
Very cool. Well, also joining us on the line here, we got a really special treat. We are joined also by Tom Weschler, who spent more than 10 years from the late 60s through the 70s in Bob Seger's camp as tour manager. And he put out a wonderful book that Alto gave a copy of it to me at the SEMA show a couple of years back, Traveling Man. Tom, welcome to the broadcast. How you doing?
How are you? I'm fine. It's great to hear this program on a phone. It's kind of cool.
So you were there when this happened, what Alto just described.
Oh yeah, I designed the album cover, took almost all the pictures except the front cover picture, which a buddy of mine took, and we put that thing up. Everybody knew that was going to be a killer live album. I mean, the two nights we recorded in September 75, it was just obvious to everybody. The guys in the truck, the engineers, are like, "Well, what's going on? It's like they're playing in a studio." It was just fabulous. I get questions. I do radio interviews occasionally around the country, and people in other parts of the country don't believe it's live. Still, some DJs still take me out on that. I said, no, man, that's canned clapping. We know it. It's not canned clapping. It's live, full blast.
Wow. Alto, I remember you told me a while back when you walked out and you saw two microphones taped together. You said, "Oh, we're taping tonight.
This is it." I knew it was a big night. It was a really big night, and nobody could have predicted where it went to with the Live Bullet, but that was really the turning point for us. And as Bob is fond to say, we went from station wagons to jets. You know, we've never been on a tour bus other than to visit, you know, with the crew or something. And in fact, we're waiting for our plane to come in right now and take us to Atlanta. But it was a great album and a great couple of nights where the band was just, you know, we just hit our stride. And thank God we got it on tape.
Absolutely. Let's talk a little bit about Cobo Hall. I mean, being a Detroit guy yourself there, Alto. And Tom, are you also from the Detroit area?
I am. I'm born and raised in Detroit, and I'm still here.
Excellent. So, I mean, just Cobo Hall in itself is such a legendary place. So to record that album there, I mean, really must have meant a lot to both of you guys growing up.
It certainly did to me.
In Cobo Hall, you got to remember this for your listeners, rock and roll and the automobile man go hand in hand. So growing up in Detroit, that was you know, a huge part of the enthusiasm. And Cobo Hall was not just for rock and roll shows. It was also the Autorama, before Joe Louis was there. And Cobo really was the North American auto show that still today. You know,
still to this day, yep.
Yeah.
Absolutely. It's still used today. You know, the entire arena is used usually by one of the big manufacturers to do a big unveil. But, yeah, what a magic moment. So I know we've heard the story before from Alto the first time that Alto auditioned for the band. Tom, were you there down in the studio when Alto played those notes there for Turn the Page?
I certainly was. I'll tell you a quick story. we were in Tulsa, well, outside of Tulsa, at Paradise Studios at Leon Russell's house. And Punch had missed the plane. He's the producer and Bob's manager. So he told me, I was road manager at the time, he said, listen, just go in there, take the bed tracks in and, you know, do something with the new sax guy, get something on there and Bob will be with you, so don't worry about it. As if I was nervous. Okay, so anyway, we get into the studio and Bob's looking at me, he says, well, what are we going to have him do on this? I said, I don't know, let me tell him a story. So I pushed the button and I told him a little story. I said, pretend you're on the Bowery in New York, kind of like a man with a golden arm kind of scene, you know, a little mist coming down, one streetlight on you like a spot. It's 3 a.m. Tell me what that sounds like. And the rest is, as they say, history.
Exactly.
And that's how it happened.
And Alto, you responded. How do you respond?
Well, there was total silence in the studio at the time. And I thought that maybe I shouldn't have played those notes. Maybe there's something better. And I looked at Bob and I said, Bob, was that okay? And he said, is that okay? And he looked back over at Thomas. And what'd you say, Thomas?
He hit me in the arm and he said, tell him another story. That was great.
The engineer was like,
oh, my God, that's fabulous.
That's, you know, and that's really kind of how we worked together all these years, me and Bob and the whole band. He's really open about the songs. The lyrics are always just... You know, he's one of the best American songwriters, if not
Absolutely.
Rock songwriters, period. I've been told that Bob Dylan, when asked who his favorite American songwriter is, he didn't hesitate to say it was Seger, Bob Seger, man.
Yeah.
He just writes words that they conjure up images for me. You know, I see them. I see scenarios from his words and the way the music goes, and I just kind of weave a tapestry through with sax through it, you know, and we talk about it in the studio, and a lot of times he'll have me alter a few things, but, you know, I really just, it just comes to me. His music is, and lyrics are so vivid that, the picture just kind of escapes from my brain and out the sax, and there it is.
Absolutely. When we come back on the other side, we'll continue to talk about that and more with our two special guests, Alto Reed and Tom Weschler. This is Auto World. Don't go away.
Said you're on, buddy, mom, just run it by. Haggerty Collector Car Insurance.
Yeah, so what happens if I've got a claim?
You call our 800 number.
And get some guy in Kuala Lumpur?
No, we actually have an in-house claims unit.
And it'll take, like, months to send me my check.
Oh, we're lightning fast with our settlements.
Of course, you'll probably send me to your brother-in-law's repair shop.
Sir, the restoration shop is always your choice.
One more question.
Sure.
What kind of a freak house are you guys running?
Some things are too good to be true, like Haggerty Collector Car Insurance. Visit Haggerty.com.
You know, these days, we all can afford to save some money. Let me tell you about a simple device called the Tornado that helps your vehicle go further on a tank of gas. It works by creating a swirling effect in your engine's combustion chamber that results in a better mix of fuel and air, giving you more power and more mileage. You can't go wrong. Tornado is easy to install and comes with a 30-day money-back guarantee. Visit TornadoAir.com or go to your local Pep Boys, AutoZone, Napa, Checker, Shucks and Kragen, or other fine stores to buy your gas-saving Tornado device today.
Hello again, I'm back. This is John Swenson at Midas Resources, and I want to address a couple of issues that I hear about daily when we're talking about gold and silver. First, is there anything to suggest that sunny skies are just ahead? We continue to print fiat dollars, inflation worsens, there's civil unrest around the world, and the demand for gold and silver has never, ever been higher. Next, if you heard that possessing metals is a complicated process, I assure you that whether we're discussing a direct purchase or an IRA rollover, this is a simple, straightforward transaction. This is all about protecting your assets, and frankly, what are your options? Stock market? Real estate? Metal certificates? I don't think so. Please call me, 800-686-2237, extension 128. I promise a casual conversation, no pressure, no nonsense. I'm John Swenson at 800-686-2237. Extension 128, and I sincerely look forward to hearing from you.
This is an urgent message. Urgent if you care about feeding your family. S-510 has passed through Congress and will make the sale of heirloom seeds difficult. Prices of non-GMO seeds are skyrocketing and may be hard to afford in the future, if you can even find them. As the economy continues to decline, this will make the heirloom seeds worth their weight in gold and one of the best barter tools available. When food supplies eventually run out, your solution is to grow your own food and barter tool. Now, for a short time, GetSeeds.net offers 100 packets of heirloom non-GMO vegetable seeds for only $59. Pay with 2 ounces of pure silver or just $59. The best price on the net for high-quality seeds. Our GetSeeds.net seeds are open pollinated vegetable seeds sealed in a Mylar bag for long-term storage. Bulk pricing available. So get seeds while you still can at GetSeeds.net or call toll-free 877-341-4769. That's 877-341-4769.
If you suffer from poor sleep, you need MyPillow. Guaranteed to be the most comfortable pillow you will ever own. Using a patented fill, MyPillow adjusts to your exact individual needs by gently supporting your head, shoulders, and neck. MyPillow has a natural built-in cooling effect, keeping your cervical nerves cool, giving you the best sleep of your life. MyPillow will never go flat and relieves snoring, migraines, sleep apnea, fibromyalgia, and many other disorders. It's antimicrobial, non-allergenic, dust mite resistant, and best of all, machine washable and dryable. MyPillow is made in the USA, has an A rating with the Better Business Bureau, comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee and an industry-leading 10-year warranty. Order today at MyPillow.com or call 952-442-6199. That's 952-442-6199. Mention coupon code GCN and receive 20% off your order. What do you have to lose except poor sleep? MyPillow.com, the most comfortable pillow you will ever own, guaranteed.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
In my hometown of Boston, the TD Bank North Garden, on Friday night. Amazing response of the crowd there. We're chatting with Alto Reed, saxophonist, member of the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame with Bob Seger's band, and also the author of Traveling Man on the Road, Behind the Scenes with Bob Seger, Tom Weschler, who was the tour manager and photographer from late 60s through the 70s. And again, just hearing that audio there from Boston, like you said, Alto, besides Detroit, Boston is truly the second hometown for Seger. I mean, I can tell you I've seen you guys at the Garden. I've seen you play at the DCU in Worcester. I've seen you play at the outdoor venue down in Mansfield, Massachusetts, the Tweeter Center. Everybody loves Seger in Boston. And that crowd was so loud, I couldn't believe it.
It was amazing. I for years I never used anything other than what monitors were on stage. But you know, I had to start using in ears. I used just one, so I can still hear the band in real time live on stage. Because I love the way it sounds, and I get a great reference. But the audience is so loud and so enthusiastic that I use an in ear monitor, meaning that I listen to the mix of what's happening, so I can even hear my sax. You know, it's a wonderful problem to have.
Absolutely. Before the break, we were talking about Bob's songwriting skills, and I couldn't agree with Alto more. I mean, I'm a guy that's worked in radio since the age of 17. I worked in music radio for 10 years and sports for a couple and talk for the remainder of the time, and I'm also like Bob in that I just had my first child around the same age he had his first child. So anyway, I've listened to just so many songs, and you know, I'm a wannabe musician myself, but Bob has the capability. I mean, Springsteen's a great writer. Don Henley's a great writer. There are lots of great writers out there, but the one thing that really separates Bob from all the rest is the range of emotions. I mean, Bob can rock, but Bob can also touch your heart and touch your soul like nobody.
Well, that's a great way to put it, Bob. That really is so true. That definitely sets him apart from all others. And you only have to come to our show, which is like almost 2.5 hours long. We take a little break in the middle, but we play all the songs that people, you know, that are near and dear. And then we've got another 15 to pull from, at least, that we worked up. So it's a night to remember when you come out and see us. It's tough to come out and see us because the shows are selling out so fast.
Yeah, I know. Amazing.
I got to tell you, that audience response, Alto, you know, I've been around a lot. I have never, ever seen the audience sing every single word right along with you guys.
All
and they're as loud as the band is with amplification. It's just incredible. It gives me chills when that happens. I love it.
Absolutely.
Yeah, magic. It is magic. I feel blessed to be a part of this whole thing. You know,
16,000-17,000 people. That's a lot of power. So, Alto, I know you grew up in Michigan. You wanted to be a guitar player, but sax was your instrument, and you played around different bands, and you heard about Bob, and you knew Bob had a record contract, and that's how you knew he had his act together. He had gear. He had all that stuff, and that's what really drew you to him, plus, I'm sure, his performance capability.
Well, you know, it's something that applies to just about anything in life, and that is, there are essential elements that without which you're chasing success forever, you know, just out of your reach sometimes with a great idea and great talent. But early on in the bands, I worked really hard, and we had good songwriters and great musicians, most of which were better than me. I mean, seriously, they were just gifted players, and they would quit one by one. And I'd say, don't quit, man. We're going to be huge. The bands that I was in before Seger. And they all said, man, it's one in a million shot. And I went, well, I'm going to take the one in a million shot. It's going to be me. And what I discovered was that if you've a hit song by a mediocre artist, as well as a great artist, but a hit song by a mediocre artist is a hit song. And a great artist with a mediocre song is still a mediocre artist in terms of people, you know, wanting to hear it. And so there came a point when it was a tough reality in the early days. And I said, you know what? I'm tired of being the guy that signs the contracts, pays the bills for the, pays the band, pays the rent, pays all the stuff, gets the loans for the cars and stuff. And it was, it was taken away from me just being a musician, you know, and performing. So I said, I'm going to go find someone who has a record deal. I'm going to find someone who's got a road crew, who has a truck, PA system, and is a great songwriter. And I had done a few shows with Bob when he was in between bands. And so he knew of me through the management company with Thomas, you know, was a part of in Birmingham, Michigan with Punch. And I one day I heard some of the new songs that he was, you know, recording, and I went, oh man, he needs a sax player.
And
and actually Thomas is one of the office knew of me and my reputation. They booked my band. And they knew that I was the guy out there in the audience with the and at the festivals. I would jump off the stage and appear somewhere out on top of
PA. He was the guy that wasn't afraid to get it done. He went out there and jumped up on top of PA systems. He was doing all kinds of showmanship stuff. And you know, God bless him. Bob's a great singer, but he ain't Mick Jagger. You know, and he needed somebody in there to spark the performance.
Yeah.
Bob sings best. He's the best singer I've ever heard. I love him.
Yeah.
And he's great on stage, but with alto next to him, it's like, holy smokes.
Yeah, it's dynamite. Absolutely.
And that started in the early 70s, I think 1970, actually.
It took me 3 months to get an audition.
Wow.
And finally, you know, they finally went, oh, come on out this afternoon, and I did. And everybody, you know, loved it so much. They said, pack your bags. If you want the gig, it's yours. I said, I do, man. Well, we're on our way tomorrow. No rehearsals, no nothing. Just drive.
Wow.
That's right. We jumped in the station wagon and took off. I was driving.
Cool. Oh, wow.
I loved it, you know. It was really good.
Absolutely amazing stuff. And Tom, tell us about your first meeting with Bob and Punch. How did you guys come together?
Well, we came together a lot earlier. Bob had a band called Bob Seger and the Last Herd. And they were playing around Detroit, and my friends and I in high school, we used to go see them. This is in like 1965 and early 66. And there were always hundreds of girls there, and that was the biggest
draw
for us.
Yeah.
And then the band was pretty good too, actually. And I had met Bob, and he was a pretty nice guy. We had talked and everything, and one day, a couple of years later, 1968, I found out that a friend of mine was actually his road manager. I was jealous. I worked in a music store. I knew how to set stuff up. What the hell is he doing as a road manager? I'm thinking. Well, he called me, and he said, hey, come on down. We want you to come and help set up the equipment. And that's how it started for me.
Amazing. We're going to have more with Alto and Tom straight ahead, and we got that trivia question. We'll play that little reminder on the other side. This is Auto World. Don't go away.
Never buy home canning jar lids again. No kidding. When you buy Tadler reusable canning lids once, you'll never buy canning lids ever again. Safely store emergency preparedness foods for years. Traditional metal lids are single-use throwaways containing BPA. But Tadler reusable canning lids are guaranteed to last a lifetime when used as designed for home canning. Tadler lids are made with a USDA and FDA-approved food-grade plastic, safe for direct food contact, and contain no BPA. Tadler lids are dishwasher safe, usable with standard pressure or water bath canning, eliminate food spoilage from acid corrosion, fit standard mason jars, are indefinitely reusable, and are proudly made in the USA. Place orders at reusablecanninglids.com or call 1-877-747-2793, 877-747-2793. Call 877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's reusablecanninglids.com for Tadler reusable canning lids, the original since 1976.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeSig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeSig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeSig.com. And LeSig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeSig.com, spelled L-E-C-I-G.com. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Do you suffer from adrenal fatigue? Did you know that mercury from your dental fillings can deposit into your kidneys and adrenals and cause them to lose up to 60% of their functional capacity? I've had firsthand experience with the damage mercury can do to the body. I've made it a life's work to figure out what went wrong after I got two large mercury fillings put into my teeth. I also know the most effective means by which the body can remove mercury. It has to do in large part with how well your liver functions and how much glutathione your cells produce. The number one superfood that supports optimal levels of glutathione is cold processed whey protein from grass-fed cows. One World Whey is unheated whey protein from grass-fed cows. It is the most bioactive, undenatured whey protein on the market. People are reporting health improvements from this one product that I've not seen in 20 years of clinical nutritional practice. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Welcome back, everybody. Thank you so much for joining us. We're playing all kinds of Bob Seger music. We're saluting Bob Seger, as we've been doing every week. Alta Reed, the saxophonist and founding member of the Silver Bullet Band, Rock and Roll Hall of Fame member, is with us giving us tour updates, and he's brought along Tom Weschler. And if you're into rock and roll, and if you love Bob Seger, and you want to look at a really cool book that features all kinds of wonderful photography and tells a story of behind the scenes and all the early days of Bob, you've got to get a copy of Traveling Man on the Road and Behind the Scenes by Tom Weschler. And we came back with Horizontal Bop because, well, number one, another thing I wanted to say, I never heard Bob sing. I saw you guys in 2007, actually, the 2006-2007 tour, and he's singing much better today, here 4 years older.
Well, yeah, he is doing a great job, night after night.
Yeah.
I think he's got even more enthusiasm on this tour. He's energized. In fact, I saw a video. This is a before the Toronto show, right?
Uh-huh.
Cincinnati. And just a YouTube thing, a video, whatever. Now looking at it, I'm thinking like, you know what? It looks like I'm in slow motion, man, compared to Bob. and I that was it, man. I went to Toronto. I said, I'm taking this thing up a notch or two. And Toronto was the first night that I really felt like that I hit my stride and matched up with Bob's energy. And it's just building from there. You know, the next show was in Boston, and know, that you can listen to it. And if you were at the show, you know what I'm talking about. Bob is energized, and so am I. You know, the whole band is, man. Chris Campbell on bass is, there's nobody like him. His bass sound. I played with a bunch of bands, and sometimes I'll do secret things, you know, with my all-star band, and that great bass player is a band. Nobody plays it like Chris. His personality just comes through. And Craig Frost, who's you know, longtime member from 1979, 1980, he's just a powerhouse keyboardist from B3 to grand piano. This guy has so much enthusiasm on keyboards that he's been known on the stage live to break piano strings on the grand piano. You know, and it's he just pounds it out, man. He's fantastic. Donnie Brewer on drums from Grand Funk, who's been with us on a number of tours. He's there. Sean Murphy, who's been singing with for quite a while. Back when I, you know, a little time after I joined Bob, you know, she became one of the background.
That's fantastic.
Barb Payton on vocals, Laura Creamer, who's been with us forever and a day, Mark Chatfield blazing away on lead guitar, and Moose Jim Brown on second guitar and keyboards. Let me tell you, and the Motor City Horns behind me and behind the band, it's a big powerhouse of a show. You know, you got to get out and see it, Bob. I know that you're, you had a little problem, you know, as far as getting away the other night, and I hope things, with your daughter, fine.
Thank God. Everything is 1,000% better, Alto. Thank you. Yeah, she had a really high fever, yeah. So
that's
thank
good.
God that has passed. But, yeah, I got to get out and see it.
You got to come to one, man. If you liked it in 2007, man, look out. Take your vitamins.
That's right. Let's talk a little bit more about some of the cool photography. There's a picture of Alto going up in a hot air balloon, and I never got the story from Alto, so I'm going to ask Tom, what's the story behind the story on that one, Tom?
Well, that feature in my book is this is what I call it, Alto's Antics. There's three or four photos of him doing some of his stuff, but that hot air balloon was out at a place called Martin Speedway. So there it ties in with automobiles. It's we were playing way out in western Michigan, and Alto wanted to top it all. He'd been flying on harnesses at Pine Knob, and he'd been standing on top of PA systems at Cobo Arena, but this time he wanted to start everybody tripping watching him, and certainly with a hot air balloon and a saxophone coming up. And where's the sound coming from? You look up in the air, and there's Alto with a spotlight.
And it's at night. It's at night.
It was at night. It was fabulous.
The balloon was behind the stage and not inflated until the last minute until we were on stage. And I ran back for the encore, I think, Let It Rock, and they lit that thing up, and that balloon, I can only imagine what it looked like from out in front. The band is just kicking it out, rocking in front of 50,000 people, and then that balloon just takes off behind the big stage, and I'm in it. And not only am I in it, but I've got John Rapp, who's head of security, you know, assistant tour manager with us, and he's in the balloon. He's a former Navy SEAL. He's a guy that isn't afraid of anything. You know, I stopped going diving with the guy because every time we did, their hammerheads came up to say hello to him. You know, you know, he's actually in the base of that basket,
hanging on
to my leg, because I have the other leg dangling out half the time. I mean, John, you know, you let go of this leg, John. I'm coming back to haunt you. But you know, everything I've done over the years has been, it's been real rock and roll. It's not with safety harnesses and all this stuff. It was, you know, I pushed the envelope, and I think the audience has always enjoyed that. But Tom was there, and he.
It was amazing. I still don't know where do you get the courage to do that kind of stuff.
it just comes, man. I love performing. You know, I told some friends the other night that I'm on stage, and you have to understand something, that I'm thinking about all my parts. I'm feeling it. I'm trying to do it right. I'm moving, and at the same time, I'm looking out that audience, and I'm in a state of joy and thankfulness, going, this is what I was born to do, and I love being here. I just love being on that stage and looking out at it and playing with Bob and the band. You have no idea. I love it.
Absolutely. And again, kudos to the gentleman doing the mix. And, you know, I've only heard the videos on YouTube, but just I said this to our mutual friend Kevin Janeway the other day, Alto, the nuances that you are putting into your performances this time around. I mean, I honestly, you know, I've been listening to you forever. I've never heard you play better, ever.
Oh, thank you. Thank you very much. Thank you.
I want to second that, Alto. I want to second that. You sounded better to me. I mean, you sounded like you were playing a Chuck Berry lead in Horizontal Bop the other night. I mean, it was fabulous. I just love it. You're just going down, man, right to it.
Thank you, brother. Thank you, Brother Thomas. That's cool.
So, Tom, you tell us some more Alto antics in addition to the balloon ride. What were some of the other
stuff? One night at Pine Knob, we were all out there. It's called, they got a new name for it now, Detroit Energy Theater or something. Anyway, Pine Knob is what we all call it.
Yeah.
A big outdoor place in Detroit, north of Detroit. And I'm looking around, okay, what is he going to do tonight? I got to be in position. I got my camera. I'm ready to go. And John Rapp, the guy who he just mentioned, he says, Tommy, you better get out to the edge of the stage because he's coming through the top of the auditorium on a parachute harness. And sure enough, here comes Alto right over the crowd. People are jumping up in the air. It's great. That picture's in there, too.
Oh, that's great. You remember that moment, Alto?
Oh, yes, I am. Yes, I am. I just wanted to, you know, to bring something cool. I was a big fan of all the British groups that that really, you know, they were visual as well as sonic, man. And that's, I always just felt pushed to do something like that. And I wanted it to be fresh. I didn't want it to be this thing like, oh, here he comes again. You know, here he's doing it. So I always looked for something that was new and fresh for the audience. And the cool thing is that Bob let me do it. You know, I mean, there was a friend of mine, a really good friend, great singer, rock and roller. And as good as we were at being friends, he pulled me aside one night and he goes, you know, you wouldn't be doing that in my band. I said, what? Wearing white. You know, I wear the white.
Oh, that's great. Well, coming up this week for Bob Seger, as Alto mentioned, Atlanta, Nashville, and Greensboro, North Carolina. When we come back on the other side, more with the dynamic duo of Tom and Alto. And we got to solve that trivia question. Don't go away. This is Auto World. Today on The Long Drive, a $60,000-plus Hyundai. The Long Drive is brought to you by LifeShield.
So is it too late to talk to the kids? Say
yeah, they're already asleep.
I really miss you guys.
Well, then you should tell your boss, no more business trips.
Yeah, right, that'll go over well. Anyway,
I just heard a noise downstairs.
What?
Oh, my God, someone's in the house.
Call 911 and don't move.
But they're already in the house.
Don't put your home and your family at risk. Call LifeShield Home Security today. 877-404-7453. Get the best protection at the best price. It's 65% less expensive than ADT or Broadview. And with three layers of backup protection, LifeShield's wireless system stays on during power outages if your internet goes down, even if your phone lines are cut.
I have to get the kids.
Just wait for the police.
And right now, get 30 days of free home security with LifeShield's risk-free trial. Call 877-404-7453. Protect your home and family now. Call 877-404-7453 or visit trylifeshield.com for more. Call 877-404-7453 now.
The Hyundai Equus has the Mercedes S-Class in its gun sights. Priced at around $60,000, it has more standard equipment than any other vehicle on the road with a price tag of less than $100,000. It even has an iPad owner's manual. Paul Eisenstein, publisher of the Detroit Bureau, tells us more.
Yeah, they're more like a business jet than they are what you would typically expect to find inside of a passenger car, even some of the high-end vehicles. If you are interested in one of the Hyundai Equus models, they will actually come to your home or office to discuss the sale with you there.
I'm Bob Long for TheLongDrive.com.
Over the last year, Alex has told you about, and many of you have experienced, emergencies and disasters in unprecedented numbers. People have had to literally run for their lives. Folks, this is Steve Shank with eFoods Direct. I'm not here to scare you, but when disaster strikes, you won't have time to think. You must act automatically. What does a pilot do when the helicopter engine fails in flight? No time to think, just act automatically. When the alert is broadcast, the alarm sounds, or the knock comes on your door, you'll need to be ready to act without thinking of what to do or what you need. You need a 5-day extreme emergency kit. With serious supplies and real food to secure 2 adults for 5 days, this powerful $300 extreme emergency kit is free with an order of at least $995 from eFoods Direct. Go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex or call 800-409-5633. That's eFoods. FoodsDirect.com/Alex, 800-409-5633.
Are you paying more than you have to for your home loan?
Discover how to take advantage of the lowest interest rates in decades and put money back in your pocket every month. Hometown Financial has been authorized to offer new mortgage rates that are starting a new refi boom. Rates are in the mid-4s. That means lower interest and lower payments for you. Act now to lock in your low rate for 30 years before rates go up again. You never know when waiting even one day could cost you thousands in interest payments. For a free rate quote to refinance or for first-time homebuyers, call Hometown Financial now at 800-526-5399. Our friendly professionals will help you find the loan that is best fit for you to save the maximum amount of money possible. Discover just how little you could be paying for your home. Call 800-526-5399. That's 800-526-5399. Rates might never be this low again in your lifetime. Don't miss out. Call 800-526-5399.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Welcome back, everybody. Thanks for joining us. You're listening to Night Moves. The trivia question is, what vehicle, year, and make is mentioned in this song? 800-259-9231. We better turn it down now, Matt, here, and take some calls at 800-259-9231. Whoever comes up with the answer to the question, we have got a cool prize for you, courtesy of the folks at the Busted Knuckle Garage. We have a dynamic duo with us right now, Alto Reed, a member of the Silver Bullet Band, member of the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, and on tour with Bob right now, and Tom Weschler, who has written this wonderful book, A Traveling Man. And I noticed, Tom, you've got it available now in paperback form as well, so that's big news.
Yes, sir. The publisher decided that given that we broke all their sales records, they thought, well, you know what? Maybe we should do a paperback version. They were reticent at first. The rock and roll book, I don't know. You know, they don't do so well. Yeah, well, we showed them.
Excellent. And it appears that the paperback version has a slightly different cover.
It does. It's not my favorite cover. I still like the other one. But, hey, what are you going to do? Publishers, they do, you know, they have the power, and they went ahead and did it. But the pictures on the inside are still identical, and Alto is still flying high in those photos. So I'm happy about that.
Alto, of course, is a car guy, and Bob is a car guy. Of course, for years, Like a Rock was used as a theme for your Chevy trucks. But I know Bob openly admits that his wife gave him a nice present a number of years back of a Ford GT, and I know he's got several other cars as well, and so it's all part of being Detroit boys, right?
It is, man. Rock and roll and automobiles, man, hand in hand.
Absolutely. Hand in hand. And when you think of all the references, too, and, you know, being the radio geek that I am, I mean, there are so many songs that I can use as bumpers, Bob songs, that have either road or vehicle references in, whether it's something blatant like Making Thunderbirds, or whether it's Roll Me Away, or whether it's Even Now, or whether it's, I mean, there's countless, even, you know, some of the soundtrack stuff that, you know, he did for Hope Floats there, Chances Are. There's so many car references. I don't think there's any other artist out there that's got more car references.
No, we're Motor City Boys. Yeah, Motor City Boys for sure.
Absolutely. Yeah. Let's talk a little bit more about the early days, Tom. So that must have been quite a transition. Alto told me once that when you were going, doing the station wagon track, so to speak, you had to make pit stops along the road, and you only had so much time to take care of business, so to speak, and otherwise you would have missed the wagon.
That's correct. Actually,
you had as long as it took to fill it up. You know? I would drain one tank and fill the other one up.
I did all the time, and I wouldn't let them drive, so I drove, and if they missed, well, then it's my fault. People looked out to make sure everybody was back from getting potato chips and pop and stuff like that.
That's great.
Oh, pop
Yeah, Tom's breaking up a little bit on his cell phone there. So, Alto, I mean, what a transition to go, like you say, from station wagons to jet planes. And, I mean, also the fact that you guys went from, you know, medium arenas to huge arenas. And the fact that Bob, who will be 66 years young in the month of May, is still filling up these huge arenas when you see other classic rock bands, you know, who are still out there touring, and lots of them are sounding great, but they've downgraded, you know, to 5,000 seat, 2,500 seat auditoriums. But you guys are still playing the big venues.
Yeah, it's fantastic. Well, again, it's a tribute to Bob's music, and the band is fantastic. And you know, management's really got a great approach to how we go out and do these shows. And we've never really overcharged like so many bands have done.
Yeah.
And overplayed it. You know, we really try to make it as affordable as possible. And today, the cost of us being on the road is pretty high with all the fuel and hotel things, but we still manage. I think the tickets are around $70, maybe a little bit more than that at times, but not much. And that really helps make a difference, huge difference.
The second live album released in 1981 was Nine Tonight, which was recorded both in Detroit and at the
Boston
Garden. Absolutely.
Absolutely. Oh, my. And what a great – that was a great place. I love playing the gardens.
The old garden.
The new building really, for those of you in the Boston area who haven't been out to a show there, you got to get out and listen to it. It's great acoustics.
Yeah, but the one of the cuts that I love from the Nine Tonight album, and you can only get it on the album, is, you know, Let It Rock. I mean, the closing track there, I mean – that extended version there just blows me away. And again, you know, the audience response in Boston. So no wonder Boston's your second hometown.
Part of it also was that the WABX was the FM breakthrough station pioneer of playing where the actual DJs got to play what they wanted to play, and they could bring new music in and new bands and promote it. And people, they were legendary. Well, a lot of those, you know, those guys from that station, they went to Boston.
Yeah.
You know, and that they took us with them, man, on the radio, and that really really made a difference in the early days.
Yeah, and Bob, I noticed in his comments in the rock and roll induction speech, I mean, he really played tribute to a whole slew of people, including radio, and a lot of artists don't do that. So Bob realizes the power of radio.
Oh, well, and listen to you. You got a million-plus listeners, Bob, and I really I'm grateful for the fact that you gave me a chance to get on and talk to your listeners and maybe share some stories about it because, again, rock and roll and the automobile, man, go hand in hand.
Absolutely. No question. Is Tom back with us, Matt, producer Matt at Network Headquarters, and we're still having a little trouble. But you can order Traveling Man on the Road behind the scenes with Bob Seger in either the hardbound edition, that's the one I'd go for, or the paperback edition right at bobseger.com. So you got to get a copy of that, and there's just some great shots there. It's interesting, too, that there's like a shot of Bob wearing an Eagles T-shirt, you know, but I know that he and Glenn Frey, Glenn grew up in Michigan, I believe, and, you know, they've written a couple of songs together. Matter of fact, Bob is one of the co-writers of the Eagles song Heartache Tonight. So another Michigan boy made good, Glenn Frey.
Yes, absolutely. In fact, Glenn is on one of the background vocalists on the original Ramblin' Gamblin' record that really launched Bob out into the rock stardom world back in '68, I think it was. And they were great friends and still are, you know, Henley as well. And Those guys are excellent writers, and they too really understand the concept of what I talked about earlier, that you, it's about the songs. And in Detroit, it's about the cars. And if you got great product, it's like a hit song, and they're doing it again, man. And I'm here to tell you, I'm rallying the forces and the troops and everybody around Detroit Energy, and it's coming back strong. And it's, you know, making great product again. So I encourage everybody out there who's thinking about a new car, man, buy Detroit. You know, made in Detroit, made in Michigan.
Absolutely. Ford is turning out some remarkable products, and, of course, GM and Chrysler. And I really like the Chrysler Super Bowl ads, you know, which had the tagline, made in Detroit, and featured Eminem. That was
absolutely
really
good. There's a huge passion for all things big in life that are made by hand, you know, by the workers. And Bob's blue collar, man, from the very start. He worked on the assembly line.
Yeah.
So Macon Thunderbirds, if you go back and listen to that song, that's from his days at the Ford assembly plant.
Amazing stuff. Absolutely. And of course, Alto will continue his coverage next week's Easter Sunday, so we'll take a pause for that. But you'll be with us each and every week here. And if it looks like we finally have a winner here on the easy trivia question. We've been neglecting all the phone calls coming in. And, of course, it's 60 Chevy. That's what's featured in the song Night Moves. And congratulations to Paul. Paul's in Kentucky listening on WKCT in Bowling Green, Kentucky. Thank you, Paul. We'll put you in the running for that very cool prize. So, Alto, it must be great fun for you that Bob is reaching back, playing songs like Shining Brightly and Horizontal Bump. And I wish he'd play, you know, even the earlier stuff. You and I both love the song If I Were a Carpenter. I'd love him to do that song.
We'll, you never know. You never know. Bob's full of surprises.
Absolutely. Safe flying tonight down to Atlanta. And let's
see. Our plane just arrived. I hope you can hear the sound in the background. We're waiting here at the private airport, executive airport.
Excellent.
All the bands here behind me. You know,
wonderful. We'll say hello to the beautiful Christina, and I will hopefully see you in Detroit in the coming weeks. So keep on rocking and keep on having fun. I can hear the plane.
That's it. I'm walking out to the plane right now.
All right. There he is, the one and only Alto Reed.
Hi, Ted Anderson announcing a great way to listen to radio on the telephone. By calling 760-569-7700, you'll be hearing GCNLive.com programs in seconds. Come to GCNLive.com, find your favorite host's dedicated phone number, and hear them 24/7. You heard me right, every show has a dedicated phone number. Stop by GCNLive.com and bookmark their number today. And again, that's 760-569-7700. We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.